This is a great day for community pharmacy and also I think for the wider public as well, because it gives the public another option. And I suppose this is particularly important for rural communities, Sally Ann, where, you know, mass vaccination centres may be at a distance to them, and the GPs and the mass vaccination centres have done a great job to date, but community pharmacy is going to very much be available to the public. As you and I both know, quite a lot of people would attend community pharmacy on a very regular basis. People who may not attend their GP regularly, and as I said, maybe at a distance from the mass vaccination centre. So, you know, community pharmacy is very, very a very, very important part of the rollout now of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine.
Louisa, can you give us an idea of the geographical spread of the pharmacies that would be taking part in this scheme across Clare?
So across Clare, Sally Ann, so for anyone who wants to know which participating pharmacies are available in their area, they can log on to hse.ie and there is a list of pharmacies there. But there is a very large geographical spread of community pharmacies within Clare, both within the urban areas and also out towards West Clare and up to North Clare as well. So for anyone who, because not all community pharmacies are participating, I suppose that's an important point to make to people. Your own local community pharmacy may not be participating, but if you log online, you'll be able to see a list of them there and you're able to filter down to county. And I suppose for those that are on the border, it's important to have a look at the, you know, if you, for example, if you're living in Killaloe, for example, you know, it might not be a pharmacy, you know, in your particular village, but maybe just across the border in Tipperary or down into Limerick or even up for our listeners in North Clare, just to check Galway as well. But there is, you know, a large geographical spread of community pharmacies providing the vaccine.
Now, the people being targeted under this through the pharmacies is quite specific. People over the age of 50 who so far have not engaged with the vaccine programme. Do we have any idea, Louisa, what the numbers involved there are?
So, Sally Ann, it's quite surprising, I suppose, because we hear, you know, on the street every day, it seems like everybody has been vaccinated that's over the age of 50. But the CSO did a particular piece of work before we rolled this out, and nationally there's 140,000 people at that time who had not engaged with the vaccination programme who were aged over the age of 50.
So that's quite considerable, but I suppose more understandable in rural areas where there are transport issues, or also if people have health issues, that going to some of the mass vaccination centres can be a little bit off-putting.
Absolutely, Sally Ann, and I suppose that's why community pharmacy is ideally placed to provide this vaccine. And I suppose one of the particular advantages for people is that the Janssen vaccine is a single dose vaccine. So after 14 days of administration of the vaccine, you will have full protection against the COVID-19 virus. So, you know, I think that this is going to be particularly key for people who, you know, are maybe a little bit later to be getting vaccinated. You know, they're going to have full protection, you know, within the 14 days. But as you said, it is particularly important, I suppose, for our rural communities. And it's really important now for people who haven't engaged to date and who may, I suppose, what I always say about the profession of pharmacy, what pharmacy is absolutely brilliant at, it is brilliant about being leaders within the community, but they're also brilliant about giving time to people. So for anyone who is concerned about the vaccine or has queries about the vaccine, your community pharmacist who is providing the vaccination service will be able to talk you through the vaccine and, you know, what would you say, the side effects and, you know, the pros and cons of getting vaccinated. But as far as I'm concerned, Sally, and it's so important to get vaccinated, and it's much more important now as we're seeing variants coming in and I suppose the concerns of the government around those variants. So it's really, really important for people to get vaccinated. And as I said, the key advantage is the fact that this is a single dose vaccine.
Was that a conscious decision, Louisa, I suppose, in terms of encouraging people who were nervous of engaging with the vaccine programme? The fact that it's Johnson & Johnson that's been used here, it's one trip, not two, in a bid to encourage more to take part.
Well, I suppose in a lot of ways, there was quite a lot of factors that were considered, and that was one of the factors that was considered. One of the other factors that was considered is the fact that the Janssen vaccine has a longer expiry date, so therefore is more suitable for a community pharmacy. And I suppose that's another point to make to your listeners, is the fact that it won't be possible probably for you to be vaccinated on the same day that you go to your community pharmacy to inquire. So this will be a little bit different from the flu vaccine, where often when you go to inquire about the flu vaccine, the pharmacist can say, well, actually, I can vaccinate you now, or I can vaccinate you in the afternoon. Because this vaccine is a multi-dose vaccine, so what that means is that there are a number of doses within the particular vial. So therefore, once the vial is opened, the pharmacist has 3 hours in which to give the 5 doses that are in that particular vial. So the pharmacist will have to take your name and make an appointment for you, because vaccine is just so precious, Sally Ann, that we have to the pharmacist has to be very sure that they've got the 5 people ready to go to be vaccinated, so not one dose goes to waste. But it's really important, I suppose, for people to be aware of that, that it won't just be you won't just be able to walk into the pharmacy and for the pharmacist to vaccinate you then and there.
Well, let's just outline a little bit of the details there. So say, for instance, I do want to engage, I want to get the vaccine through my local pharmacist. There's no online registration or any of the steps that would have had to be carried out in the process through the HSE and the vaccination centres. What do I need to do, Louisa, to make this happen?
So as you said, Sally-Ann, and that is another key advantage for those of us who maybe are not very good on the computer. You don't have to register online. You inquire with your community pharmacy, and they will take your details and they'll make an appointment for you. Now, it's very important, I suppose, that you shouldn't attend your community pharmacy anyway if you have any symptoms of COVID-19. But also for those who wish to be vaccinated, if you have had COVID-19 in the past four weeks, so that's 4 weeks after you've noticed your first symptom of COVID-19, or 4 weeks after you've tested positive for COVID-19, you can't have the vaccine. So I suppose that's very, very important. When you go then to get your vaccine, your pharmacist, all community pharmacies have a consultation room, and that is usually where the vaccination will take place. That's a private room where you'll be able to consult with the pharmacist. The pharmacist will go through a list of questions with you to make sure that the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine is suitable for you, so just to make sure that you don't have any serious allergies or any contraindications to getting the vaccine. And then you will get the vaccine, and it's into your upper arm, and it's an injection into the muscle. You then will have to wait in the community pharmacy, usually for 15 minutes, but some people may have to wait for 30 minutes, just to make sure that you're responding well to the vaccine and that you're not having any after effects. And you'll also at that time be given your vaccination card, and you'll also be given a leaflet as well, which will outline what to do if you have any side effects after the vaccine. And then after 15 or 30 minutes, you'll be free to go. And as I said, after 14 days, you'll be fully protected against COVID-19.
All right. And then finally, I suppose we saw yesterday that a number of pharmacies in Dublin in particular ruled themselves out of taking part in this scheme because they felt the age group being targeted, it was too restrictive, that it could have been opened up further. Are you happy, Louisa, finally, to say that you have enough community pharmacists on board across Clare to cater for the outstanding numbers?
Absolutely, Sally Ann, and I suppose it's a testament to community pharmacists in the Midwest who have stepped up and who have provided, who've offered to provide this service. And, throughout the day yesterday, I've been receiving queries, from the public around the vaccination and how to get their vaccine. So I suppose I want to extend my thanks to my community pharmacy colleagues. Throughout COVID-19, it has been a very, very difficult 18 months for my community pharmacy colleagues. And for them now to move forward into the vaccination stage, because I suppose last year we didn't think that we would be here today. So I suppose it's a very proud day for community pharmacy, and I suppose it's something, this is the first phase, Sally Ann, and it's something that we will build on, incrementally, because unfortunately I believe that COVID is probably something that we'll be living with for a long time, and probably vaccination will be something that we will be revisiting you know, in the same way that we have to get vaccinated for flu regularly, we will probably have to get vaccinated for COVID fairly regularly as well. So it's great to see those pioneers in community pharmacy pushing the best foot forward now to start on this journey.
All right, Louisa Power, Chief Pharmacist with HSE Midwest Community Healthcare. Many thanks for joining us on Morning Focus this morning.
Thank you, Sally Ann.